Let's talk about the family. The family, in reality, is reflected in society. Now we see society is a mess. And why? Because we have literally done things and enacted laws that destroy the family unit. In society, we have tried to present single-parent families as just as good, equally as important and wonderful as a typical traditional family, which is a father, a mother, and offspring. And the church is always trying to tell us that the family unit is a small church. We call the family the ecclesial church, the home church. We need to understand that this church has a certain hierarchy, just like the Catholic Church has a hierarchy, that there is a virtue called obedience, that there is an order in the things around us that we have to conform ourselves to. Now, in the world, we find that the single-parent home, that is an effect of things that go wrong. It's not something that we aim at. And people say, well, you know, I have a right to a child. Well, actually, the right is of the child. The child has a right to a mother and a father. If we are going to bring a child into the world, if we are going to procreate, that child has a right to a family by its very existence. And that family is a father, a mother, and the child. Now, marriage has two elements in it that are extraordinarily important. First, union, of course, the union between man and woman. But the union is there for one purpose, and that is to procreate. In other words, to incarnate the love that has been blessed by God that takes place between the husband and the wife. Now, actually, if you really look at the teachings of Christ, the couple are married. They marry each other, and the church blesses that marriage. And the marriage sacrament is not completely fulfilled. It doesn't literally become the sacramental element until there is a unity in conjugal love. So much so in its importance is this, that if someone comes to a priest and says, Father, we'd like to get married, but we have made a decision that we do not want children. Well, it's the obligation of the priest to say, well, then you are not going to be married in the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church sees that as an annulling element. If a person gets married and decides that they do not want to have children, their marriage is invalid as a sacrament, because that part of marriage is so essential. This procreative element is so essential and central to marriage that without it, there is no marriage. That's the reason why the church will never, ever allow the marriage sacramentally between two persons of the same gender, because they cannot procreate. There is no marriage element there. One is incapable of marrying if they are incapable of bringing forth life, or at least being open to bringing forth life. Annulments are basically statements, after the church has studied the situation, that the marriage sacramentally never took place because of some defect in either the love or the circumstances of the couple who were married. For example, preconditions for marriage nullify a marriage. If you have a prenup, you are not married sacramentally. You cannot be married in the church if you put a condition on that marriage. If you're already planning to cover yourself in case there's a divorce, then obviously you are not of the proper dispositions and you cannot be married validly in the church. Oh, you can go through the motions. You can go, and even if a bishop does the ceremony, if your dispositions are not proper, No matter what you do, there is no sacrament, therefore there is no marriage. Now, this element of bringing forth life, the incarnation of our love, is essential. And the family unit has an essential character about it. The father is the head of the family. The mother, she is the love that forms and guides and instructs the children along with the father. There has to be a certain amount of obedience on all parts. The husband must be obedient to the demands of God to love his wife, to cherish her, to protect her, to listen to her. The wife as well has an obligation to obey and to listen to and to unite with the husband in making decisions. Children have an obligation to obey their parents. I know it's tough. What kid likes obedience? But we obey so that there is a proper order in the family. We have to demand obedience from children because by their very nature, children do not have the virtue of wisdom. Wisdom is a virtue that comes with age. You have to live and you have to love and you have to understand and you have to experience things. The virtue wisdom, really, if you want to know what it is, it's knowledge, whatever knowledge you have, permeated with love. Now, what is love? The whole world is looking around and telling us what love isn't. They're telling us, oh, love is this, love is that. But when you really look at it, the love of the world and what the world presents as love has nothing to do with love. Love is something that is sacrificial. It is selfless. Study Christ hanging on the cross. Why do you think most Christianity has taken Christ off the cross? And why do you think that the biggest problem in our society is the family and love? Because when we remove Christ from the cross, we no longer have a perfect definition of what love is. Christ teaches us, defines love by his passion, death, and resurrection. Only when he is hanging on the cross do we understand exactly what love really is. The family, the nuclear family, that beautiful home church, is the example of love. It must witness love. When we fix the family, when we finally in our society return to a respect for the family, what family truly must be in its essence, in its nature, then society will begin to be fixed, to be healed, to be cured of its maladies, its sickness. So let us study the family. Let's see if our family truly is faithful to what it must be. Let us prepare for marriage the way it should be. That's the reason why the church says don't enjoy the conjugal elements of love before your marriage, because the whole idea of preparing for marriage, of being engaged, is to find a million different ways to love each other. Because I'll tell you something, conjugal love is the smallest part of the married aspect of living. It is all the different ways we love one another. It is the different ways we show our love, we prove our love. It is in the suffering that takes place, in the difficulties, in the patience that we need. This is what makes the family. We must once again look to the church and the Catholic Catechism to teach us what the family is, what is required of us as a family, so that it isn't just playing it by ear. It's not just figuring out as we go along, but rather looking at what Christ has presented, what the sacrament is intended to be, and what we, as Roman Catholic Christians, as true Christians, are intended to live. We must live that kind of love that witnesses to the world the truth and the peace that comes to a society that values and respects the family.